I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to another Coach Parry podcast. This is Run. I am Brad Brown. With me is the coach, Lindsay. How's it? Welcome back onto the podcast.
Yeah, looking forward to what question the listeners have got for us today.
Well, question in from Belinda asking about cross training and the relevance in marathon training and ultra marathon training. How much cross training should you be doing on your rest days, your running rest days? And will it help? That cross-training help if you're not getting to your long runs?
That is a really good question. So the way that that was framed was great. So the first thing is that cross-training for me is an essential part of training, specifically for people who don't really come from a running background or people who love running but they're not quite as gifted as, say, Gift Kehele is. So then, yes, I feel like it's a crucial part of training and it can make you a much better runner. So in other words, before adding in extra running on top of the program, by adding in spinning classes or swimming or riding your bicycle, that will go a long way to improving your cardiovascular ability. But very importantly, it also improves the strength of your muscles. And in running terms, doing lots of cycling actually makes you quite a strong uphill runner. So I always encourage it. Is it a substitute for your long runs? I would have to say no. So the thing about training for a race like Comrades is there is a strong physical and a strong psychological component. And if you're not getting your long runs in, I feel like psychologically it makes it really tough to think about how you're going to keep one foot in front of each other for 12 hours. So I always encourage people, if you're going to replace sessions with cross training, try and let that be your shorter, easier runs and try and get to your long runs. Having said that, of course it's going to help. I mean, if you're missing your long runs and you're not getting to some of the other stuff, then obviously cross training is going to be better than doing no training. So it will help, but I think you're asking for trouble if you regularly slipping the long runs.
Absolutely, those long runs are vital. Don't forget, if you are running Comrades this year and you'd like to join us on one of our upcoming online training seminars, they are absolutely free and you can register for the next one right now. Just head over to coachparry.com/comrades-marathon and we look forward to spending some time with you there and answering some of your questions live. They are super, super interactive if you've never been on one before. And the runners absolutely love them. So go check them out. That's coachparry.com/comrades-marathon. And also, if you are looking for a customized training program or a training program in general, you can head over to coachparry.com/training. The truth of the matter is those generic Comrades training programs are great, but sometimes people struggle to fit their lives into that training program. And it should be the other way around. You should be fitting training into your life. And if you want some help customizing and working out a program exactly suited to you and your ability, then make sure you head over to that URL as well. We've got a whole team of coaches that are more than willing to help you out. It is coachparry.com/training. That's where you can get all those details. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, Lindsay Parry, it's cheers.